And insert.
Set.
161.015 sub 4.
161.105.
Point 015
sub 4. And discussion on Representative Baum's motion. Objection.
Hearing none, it's adopted.
Mr. Chair, I would move that.
Representative Baum.
Move that staff pointed out that on the dash 6 amendments, and it's tough to see where this is at, but on the section that begins down with the subparagraph C under section 3.
Beginning with the word persons?
Begins with the word persons. We might want to move section C and D of that, keeping E, and then I would respectfully
move C and D.
Move C and D.
You mean remove?
Remove. Well,
delete?
No, remove and insert it as sections E and F after line 19 on Senate Bill 638. Now, we're going to duplicate.
Make that motion?
Yeah, and we're going to duplicate. We have to eliminate by persons engaged in lawful hunting.
So, yeah, that part of the same motion?
Right, part of the same motion. So it actually add only one line.
Could you repeat your motion, Representative Baum, please?
Move subsection C and D of section 3 of the dash 6 amendments be inserted after line 19 of Senate Bill 638. And to take out line 17 by persons engaged in lawful hunting, because it's more readily defined by the subsection C in the dash 6 amendments.
Discussion of the motion.
Is there an objection?
Just a friendly little amendment. To conform with the wording of 638, we need to add the word by in front of persons in C and D that we're inserting.
Is there an objection to the amendment?
May I,
Representative Baumann?
Yeah, I'm interested in what the discussion is for what constitutes endangering adjacent persons or property.
We didn't move that one.
Well, you did though on the public lands, that in D on line 11. And my question is how close do you have to be adjacent, and how endangered do you have? I mean, we've got some holes here as far as interpretation that I can see. I don't know what constitutes endangering, and I'm not sure what constitutes adjacent.
Well, what you're going to have is you have the situation where you have a public lands, usually either state, federal, some kind of state, federal, county lands. Now, I imagine most instances are going to be in state and federal lands where you have people that just simply go out there and shoot cans, but they're on public lands.
Well,
and long as they're not, shooting towards the peace and persons or property, the danger that would endanger them. I mean, you got a little movement there, but the public lands we're not lying to do it on, of course, is anything in definitional up from the top, which prohibits the public places as we've defined those. So we're outside the city limits at this point. And maybe that could be clarified. Staff
Council?
Has a comment.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I don't know if this will help, but because the Senate Bill 638 uses the phrase within the range of the weapon, it may be that phrase, by being repeated in this section, either in lieu of or in addition to that language, will clarify it somewhat.
Yeah, I just, let me tell you what my concern is. You know, that recreational, other users who aren't always there may come within the range and be adjacent and endangered in an area where yet the day before might have been perfectly okay. We really do have a moving target here.
That's fine. I mean, that's no problem. Have the friendly amendment within range of the weapons.
Further discussion of the amendment? Is there an objection?
In addition to? And it's modifying
will not endanger? So you're discharging with, at within the range?
Right.
Okay.
Objections? Hearing none. The amendment's adopted. Let me just tell those who are here for the Family Law Subcommittee that will begin at approximately 3:30. Okey-dokey. Further amendments?
I'd like to, somebody have something about, you have something about?
Yeah. Sure. Representative Johnson?
I'd like to, on line 9 of 638, after that bunch of devices that we added before, add the phrase, before the word from a vehicle, add the phrase, within the city limits of any, within the city limits of any city.
Line 9 of 638.
No. Discuss that, will you?
Is that your motion, Representative Johnson?
Right, line 9. So the sentence would read, discharges a firearm, bow and arrow, crossbow, or rifle, blah, 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 within the city limits of any city, from a vehicle, or upon a public right-of-way, et cetera, et cetera.
And your motion, Representative Johnson?
As I understand, this bill, it was designed to be a drive-by shooting bill for gangs in Portland. That's how it got started. And now all of a sudden, we've got it out to where it's on a public right-of-way, which includes county roads in the middle of nowhere in Douglas County. And that's a whole different can of worms, and I think we ought to just limit it to its sponsor's original intent and leave it there.
Well, may I ask a
Representative, I didn't, whatever. Representative Bryan?
Probably going to make the same point, but this doesn't say discharging generally, but says at or in the direction of any person, building, structure, or vehicle. So. Is that
Mr. Chair, Representative Bryan, there's an or in there before in the direction, so it can be just out of a vehicle or upon a right-of-way. It does not necessarily have to be, I mean, the committee, the way that it's now written on line 10, it says in a public place, and then it says or in the direction of any person. And so it's not tied to shooting it in the direction of somebody.
Do you know what we got potentially? We got a guy shooting an elk across his car and getting a C felony for shooting off a damn road.
And instead
you're
of
an
we need to clean. I'm surprised that got through the Senate.
Wait, Mr. Chair, I take that back.
No, wait a second. Can you explain something about elk hunting to me here?
Well, deer hunting, squirrel hunting,
shoot
whatever
him
you do.
From
no, you
from
cannot.
The window
you
of your
cannot.
Car?
You cannot. It's illegal, but it's a violation. It's not a. You're the, you know, you're up in the country. You're 50 miles from anybody, and some people have been known to stick a gun out the window, reel it down halfway, and just wait for the other guys to drive the elk up from below, and then they step across the power line. You're looking up, and you're in the car, and you stick your gun out the window, and something may happen, and you're a C felon, and you're not a gang, and you're not shooting at anybody, or doing any. You know, you're doing
you're
something.
This
that
doesn't happen in Klamath Falls.
No, it doesn't. It's a northeast
phenomenon.
He's got a lot of constituents. I bet to do it every year.
Council.
Mr. Chair,
well, we better be sure on this one.
You know, I keep, every time I read this, I reread it a different way. I think that if you take out all the superfluous language, it would read discharge a firearm at or in the direction of, and I think that it's the at or in where I got confused. Someone else should read it, but it's there's lots of ors in there, but I think it is from a vehicle or upon a right-of-way or in a public place, and then the operative language is at or in the direction.
Put in the direction instead of at or.
Yeah. Be fine with me.
May I suggest that an amendment that we have a B and a C, that B be discharges a firearm or a dangerous weapon from a vehicle in the direction discharges a firearm
in that list we developed
at or in the direction of any person, building, structure, or vehicle within the range of the weapon without having legal authority for such discharge. Period. C discharges a firearm upon a public right of way or in a public place as defined in ORS 161.015.
That's
Well, whatever it is we want, may I just make the suggestion that the committee separate, it's very confusing having two targets that are connected by an or. And it's not clear, I mean, diagram this sentence. I'm not clear what it is that we're trying to say. Can we separate it into two sentences and then vote on them separately?
Well, I think it's maybe not as confusing as it looks, because on the first instance, you have three or four, I think it's three different things that you, if you're shooting from, the other list is things you're shooting at.
Do they have to be in combination, or can they be separate?
No, you have to have both. You have to have one of both. You have to be from a vehicle shooting at a person, or in a building shooting at another building. You know, you've got three things in the that are in the where you're shooting from, and then four things where you're shooting at.
I try.
That's right. He's right.
It seems to me these
Representative Mason.
Yeah, that you could, if we tried it this way, is discharges a firearm, blah blah blah, from a vehicle, comma, delete the or, upon a public right of way, comma, delete the or, in a public place defined as ORS 161.015, at, comma, or in the direction of, comma, any person, building, structure, etc., etc., etc.
I think the first or was good to delete. The second or you need to keep. You've got A, B, or C is the way it would read. You need the second or.
Yeah, okay, you're right. You need the second one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You need the second one.
Further discussion?
Read it for us one more time.
Okay, okay. Amazing. Discharges a firearm and a list. Okay.
Right.
From a vehicle, comma, upon a public right-of-way, comma, or in a public place defined ORS 161.015 at, comma, or in the direction of, comma, any person, building, structure, and then it goes right on out there.
Good job.
Further discussion of the amendment? Is there a motion on the... Representative Bauman actually brought this up.
I'll move that language.
Senator Mason moves the amendments affecting lines 9 through 12. Many understand the amendment. Is there objection?
I just want to clarify that the intent here is if you shoot from a public right-of-way at a game animal being appropriately licensed,
all right,
or a tin can or a tree,
yeah,
it's... whatever current violation occurs. But if that discharges at a person, building, structure, or vehicle, you got problems.
Correct. Thank you for putting that on the record.
Further discussion? Objection? Hearing none, it is adopted. Let me just tell the committee the intent of the chair is to let us draft up this language, and we'll have it back before this subcommittee, our next opportunity, so we can look at what it is we've done.
Mr. Chair.
Before passing it on to the...
To get back to my...
Representative Johnson.
Proposal then, to add the phrase, and I guess we'll make it a motion so we don't go past it again, add the phrase on line 9 before the word from, within the city limits of any city.
Chair.
Representative Johnson moves on line 9 after the word...
Well... After that
after the
list we put in before, within the city limits of any city.
Within the city limits of any city. Discussion on the motion. Representative Bryan?
No population level, just any city.
Okay, if we've clarified that this Class C offense is only when you're shooting at a person, place, or person, building, or structure, I'm not sure what the concern is. It does open up a real serious problem with unincorporated, heavily urbanized areas.
Don't we have already a statute? I mean, isn't it, if you shoot at somebody, you shoot a gun at some person, isn't that already illegal?
Wouldn't get the house in the unincorporated area.
Recklessly endangering or something. No, we already have that. What we're talking about here is gun. We're talking about gun laws here. We're not talking about assault, harassment, murder. I mean, we're talking the other end of the thing. We're talking about the person holding the gun that's shooting his gun for fun. I mean, that's kind of what we're getting at. And again, I just would be a lot more comfortable if I could know that this was something that's a city kind of thing, rather than worrying about people out in the boonies getting in trouble if they...
Mr. Chair.
Second, Representative Bryan.
I think it's why last session we ended up with the 15,000 population, because of this distinction where what we're trying to get at is the drive-by shooting issue, and you know, we can't say it's okay to drive by, to do a drive-by shooting as long as you're not in a city. And what we're trying to avoid is a drive-by shooting at persons, buildings, structures, or vehicles. And I think we've said that with Representative Mason's amendment, is what we're getting at here is a discharge at people, buildings, and structures. And it shouldn't matter whether you're in or out of the
city.
If you're shooting,
let's just vote on the motion. If it goes through, it goes through. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Representative Sinceri.
Well, I guess I object to the amendment, and the reason I do is that, especially in our area, we have a large unincorporated area. Max goes right through it. We're beginning to get a lot of gang activity, and the unincorporated area between Gresham and Portland is heavily populated. And so if we make this exception, then that area is going to be free game.
Representative Johnson, having already indicated this would be back before our next subcommittee meeting, if that's schedule-wise possible, and I think it is, we'll have an opportunity perhaps at that time to think about this suggestion, and perhaps in the intervening time you might have a chance to
clear up any constitutional problems.
Yes. Is that agreeable with you?
That's fine. I further move on line 11 that we add the word
"or
any occupied" before the word, the first word of that sentence.
On so line 11, and
how do you know?
Prior to the word "building," any occupied.
Right, or any occupied building, and to that motion. I think the intent of this whole thing is to not let people be running around blasting at buildings that have people in them. If they run around blasting at some empty barn, is that a Class C felony? You know, I mean...
Depends whose barn it is.
Depends on whose barn it is, right. Well, let's be realistic.
Right. Okay,
there are people that do that.
On the motion, Representative Johnson's motion to insert on line 11 or any occupied prior to the word building.
How do you
Representative
know?
Bryan.
Mr. Chairman, how do you know?
Well, if it's not occupied, it's not a Class C felony. That's after the fact.
No intent.
It's okay to shoot in my house if it wasn't occupied.
It's called criminal mischief one. Destroying property.
Further discussion? Representative Mason.
For some reason, blowing through my head are two old Beatles songs, Do It in the Road, and Happiness is a Warm Gun, but I just don't.
Do it in the road.
Yeah.
Okay. Further discussion?
The 60s is returning.
Again, when we bring this back to work session, we can make whatever adjustments we deem appropriate, either adding or perhaps deleting things that we've even done today.
Yeah, let's have an objection to that.
Is there an objection to the amendment?
Oh, that's too bad.
Clerk will call a roll on the proposed amendment, please. Then we're going to need to move out of this building.
Yeah.
One more slide amendment.
Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Aye. Representative Bryan?
No.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
No.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye.
Mr. Chair?
Motion carries.
I would like to change her vote to no. Sometimes a burden to vote first every time, Mr. Chair.
Still, the motion still succeeds. amendment is adopted. Further amendments? All right, Council, did you have a...
Do you want to wait till next week, Mr.
Sure,
Chair?
Sure.
Members of the committee, that the Section 2 of 638 has to be cleaned up in light of the committee's actions, because you've got firearms, discharging a firearm upon or across a highway being a violation, and you've got it a felony up above. Based on previous conversations, I think that if you take out the upon and just do it as a cross, I think you can maintain the integrity of the other statute, but not have any consistency.
Also take out the word or.
Yeah.
Representative Baum moves it on line 24, Senate Bill 638, the words upon and or be deleted, beginning of that sentence. Discussion? Is there objection to that amendment? Hearing none. It is adopted. Further discussion on the bill?
Mr. Chairman.
Again, we will bring this back. We have one other very important bill to get to and very little time to do it. Representative Bryan.
It shouldn't take long. If the committee could help, we had conceptually discussed adding private security company in 2577, but...
That was brought up, yes.
Yes. And I think there was even consensus on it. I just need to know where we had put it yesterday.
On the shelf.
No, we didn't. Representative Baum, do you remember where that you had it?
Yeah, that was on line 13 of the 2577-6 amendments.
Right.
Would have been after or security or private security agencies, apparently... with the existence of the state of the concealed weapons permit law itself, which is a statewide application for anybody who would carry a firearm, which you cover most of those people, there was some concern, and I was with you on that before, that we'd have that ought to be regulated by the state across the state in the same manner.
The difference is these people are being
asked to do different things in different cities.
Pardon?
They're asked to do different things in different cities, potentially, under the, if we let the counties and cities go after it.
Well, but if we prohibit... If we don't add that in line 13, then we prohibit them from going at it independently.
Oh, great.
Don't we? So we should add it if we want to allow cities or counties to regulate, for example, shopping mall security guard licensing.
We desire that.
Yes,
we can do that next Tuesday, but I believe.
I'd like to get it printed on the draft that's coming our way.
We could perhaps have that drafted up as a proposed amendment for next Tuesday. I'm not sure there's the... Well, I mean, do what you want.
Whatever.
Okay, let me...
Then we do have to move on. We really have another bill that's...
Representative Baum, the language that you had yesterday was what? On line 13, after the word agencies.
Or private security agencies.
I move that addition to line 13.
After line 2577, used by their own law enforcement agencies or private security agencies.
Private security. After the words law enforcement agencies, you add or private security agencies.
Now, there has been some concerns raised about what's that mean, and you're going to have different requirements for different agencies in different towns, and I don't know, we can do it now. I don't have any problem with it, but I've seen concern from other people.
Was it discussed before I arrived today, you mean?
Discussed in passing with someone. Wasn't discussed in this committee room, no.
I didn't think yesterday.
Representative Brian moves. Correct?
If it's going to require extensive discussion, I'm willing not to move it. I mean, if it's just going to be...
Let's find out.
Well, you'd like it at least in a proposed amendment.
Yes.
We can do that. It's no problem.
Yeah.
You need a motion on that, or do you want to just have it drafted and presented Tuesday? Tuesday, correct?
Yes, Tuesday's correct.
All right. Any further discussion, Senate Bill 638? If not, we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 638. Open the work session on House Bill 2584.
Thank you.
Council, claim off.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's in the amendment.
Prior to the meeting today about moving.
They're available on that one at last.
Again, for those who are here for the Family Law Subcommittee, that will get underway not before 3:30. Hopefully not too long thereafter. Council?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, when House Bill 2584 was last in front of the subcommittee, there were some members of the subcommittee who expressed a desire to see various provisions changed. We also heard from the Attorney General's Office and the Office of the Oregon State Police about their requested changes to the bills. Since that time, Representative Mannix has met with those representatives of those offices, and you have in your materials some proposed amendments to the bill incorporating as many of those changes as possible.
Thank you, Council. Representative Mannix.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you for letting me sit in on this bill. The set of amendments to House Bill 2584 are designed to address the concerns that have been presented by the State Police, the Attorney General's Office, and some members of this committee as to the bill. I will run through them very quickly, if I may.
Please do.
One of the first concerns was giving some... Let me tell you first about some further change in language on these. If I may, then you'll have it clean in front of you. Some handwritten changes. It's just a few words, but... Or do you want me to just recite them later, Mr. Chairman?
Go right. Just...
All right. I'll give you highlights first. Highlight one is, what kind of adequate prior notice will people have? First of all, two signs. It's even stated in the statute what the sign has to say. Sobriety checkpoint ahead. You may turn off here. Second sign, and we need to correct this, would read, warning, sobriety checkpoint ahead. If you pass this sign, you may not turn off. We're shortening the language a little more. And reach is kind of indeterminate. Passing it is very clear. So you have a second chance to turn off and not go through the checkpoint. There's a requirement that there be public notice of the roadblock, that it be 48 hours in advance, posted on the courthouse, sent out to the media. It would have to tell the date, time, duration of the roadblock, identify location. Then there's a limitation as to the authority of the officer at the roadblock. The officer may require, I'm going to change to ask to require the driver to produce a driver's license and vehicle registration document, may ask whether the driver has consumed alcoholic beverages or controlled substances. And again, there's a couple of technical changes I'll present later on that. Limits the inquiry about consumption of alcohol or controlled substances to last no longer than 30 seconds. That was in reaction to a concern from Representative Baum about how long they might carry on this kind of discussion. It's going to be limited to 30 seconds. In addition, we try to handle the question of someone who tries to evade the roadblock. It's very clear. It'll be in terms of passage of the signs. You don't evade a roadblock until you've passed that second sign and then fail to proceed. That's when you've evaded the roadblock. Or if you don't stop when the officer tells you to stop at the roadblock. The other changes have to do with, on page 4 of these amendments, the refusing to obey, and that there'll be some change in the language there, but basically we tried to define what are the sanctions. The sanction is going to be modified to a Class A traffic infraction. And running through the rest of this, I think the rest are technical changes that I don't need to go over, except for one other point. There is a limitation on how far the officers will go to take you to a treatment facility if you're intoxicated. Up to 20 miles, they're going to have to drive you to a treatment facility. Otherwise, they release you at a police station, or they release you to another person who's willing to drive you home or whatever. And that's basically a run-through on the highlights of the changes on the amendment package. This took care of the concerns of the Attorney General's Office and the State Police and the Division of Motor Vehicles and tried to address the concerns of committee members.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'll give you the technical language changes. Page 1, line 19 and line 20, it should now read, if you pass this sign, you may not turn off. That's even more limited. Page 2, line 8, it should read, a police officer may require a driver stopped at a roadblock, and then you take out sub A on the next page to read on, to produce a driver's license and vehicle registration document, and may ask whether the driver has consumed alcoholic beverages, etc. Page 4, peace officer was used on lines 1, 2,
5 and 10, it should have been police officer to be consistent with the bill and the rest of the language of the bill. And line 8 also. Anywhere it says peace, it should be police officer. In addition, there is no violation under the code where this is being placed on line 8. So refusing to obey a police officer at a sobriety checkpoint is a Class A traffic infraction. This came from the Division of Motor Vehicles, a discussion with them. There are no other, one more technical change, page 7, line 10. If the person does not meet the criteria instead of the person fails to meet the criteria. Sorry about those last minute changes, but they came up today. Too late to put into a printed version.
No problem.
Mr. Chairman.
Are you done, Representative
yes.
Max? Representative Mason?
Representative Mannix contacted me beforehand, and I'm just on the very edge, Representative Mannix, and I want to give you a warning here. I can imagine the cold sweat as I drive up to that, as I see that first sign. And the way I drive, I probably would not register until it's too late and I'd be past the second sign, but I tend to daydream. But I just am uncomfortable with it. I'm still, when this bill was heard originally in 1989,